This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Talk. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. My, we're live and direct. This is the second day of June, and we're moving into a new month and a new, exciting show tonight for you. Praise Yahweh. So pull up an Easter chair, get your Bibles, and we're going into the Word. We're going to talk about the divine name of salvation tonight and take you into some scriptures for your learning information that you might have an answer ready for everyone that asks you concerning your faith. Now, we know that faith is a valuable asset to have to present yourself before the Father. For the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so then, if you are going to appear before Him in the last day, we are going to show you a scripture here in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation and the 12th verse. We just returned from 8 glorious days of Passover in Andrews, North Carolina. We had 7 that repented to be baptized in the precious name of Yahweh. And we had a glorious time. Many new things came out at the feast that we were permitted to have in our presence. Great men of faith that were teaching great things out of the Word of Yahweh. We were very blessed to be there. We invite you to attend our tabernacle feast in the fall. We'll give you the dates later on, but you would be well served to come, and we believe that it would be well worth your travel expensive. Just get to the feast in Andrews, North Carolina, where a lot of biblical Bible teaching is being presented, along with the issues of health, not only for the inward man of the teaching, but the outward man also. Dr. Jack and Dr. Gary had been ministering to you all week long on Truth Radio about the effects of our health upon our spirit being. You cannot really and truly serve the Mighty One in a unhealthy body. Well, at least it's hard to do with any pleasure. The Bible wants you to be well. The Bible wants you to be healthy. And so then, the information that was presented at the feast and the fellowship and the things that were taught were really awesome. Praise Yahweh. So we're glad to have you in here with us tonight. You're listening to us live and direct on WWCR. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations. And we're going to the 11th verse. And I saw a great white throne. My, what kind of a throne would that be? A great white throne. And Him that sat upon it, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to the works. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a fast journey home. Have you ever noticed that it seems like time is passing by so swiftly today? David said, I was once young, and now I am old. But in reality, he said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. The Heavenly Father, if you are His child, will find you somewhere along your spiritual journey here upon the earth, and He will invite you into the mysteries of the covenant. Now, what do you mean, Pastor Buddy, by the mysteries of the covenant? Praise Yahweh. Well, the scriptures are very, very emphatic about the signs that will be given. Behold, I will give you a sign, saith Yahweh, in the 7th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Therefore, Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel is the interpreted word for God with us, according to Matthew 1:23. So then, God in the person of a man. This is amazing that God would love his family upon the earth, Jacob, Israel, the chosen coveted people, that he would come and redeem them from under the curse of the law. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now we have that divine name in covenant with the Father. Why should we worship in the covenant name? Why should we preach in the covenant name? Why should we sing in the covenant name and rejoice? And why should we be baptized in the name? Why should we be healed and sanctified in the name? Because according to Acts chapter 11, or chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, the Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men whereby that we must be saved. And this is the stone, the name, that will set it naught of the builders. Now, it is true that there is a mystery in the Bible. And the mystery is, what is his name? Now, in the Hebrew, Adonia was a substitute word that was placed in wherever the sacred four-letter tetragrammaton appeared. And so then, Adonia has been translated into English as Lord, L-O-R-D. Now, there's an interesting passage in the scriptures of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 25 and 26 and 27. It talks about how that the priest of Baal would cause the people of Yahweh, the lost sheep, the house of Israel, Jacob's offspring, to forget the wonderful, powerful, almighty name of Yah for Baal. Now, if you look in reality, B-A-A-L and L-O-R-D, and compare the two, both of these are not in the name for the Father. Lord is not a name, it's a title. Baal is the name of the fictitious, not the real. Is there a God beside me, saith Yahweh? Yea, I know not any. So therefore, God, the Almighty One, Yahweh, does not know any other God. There's none beside him. In Revelation chapter 2, and thou hast said, thou hast borne, and thou hast patience. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the burdens that we have to bear today is that we have to go against the grain of tradition. For many are called, but few are chosen. And straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Therefore, the name of Yahweh, according to Proverbs 18:10, is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Now, this wonderful, magnanimous, magnificent, powerful, almighty name of Yahweh was a name that was set at naught and actually translated out of the Bible by the translators. Why would they do such a horrible thing, Pastor Bunny? Because it says in the book of Revelation chapter 22 that it would happen according to the warning. Behold, If any man shall take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And he sent his prophet to testify of these things, saying, surely I will come quickly. Now, if he comes and catches you using the deceptive term of Lord in place of the true name, then you are going to be judged with those that have set his name at naught. Do not be counted with the ones that have eaten and drunken with the false doctrine of the seem-right way, the traditional way of the bellbox mentality preachers, we call them from the cemeteries of trained, canned religion. They are parroting the trends of Christianity. Out of this came the great whore, according to the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, and as is stated in the scriptures, it is said, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. Now, this great church that had manifested itself through Christianity. Remember, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. And therefore, the Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And since you have rejected knowledge, he said, I will reject you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Almighty Elohim Yahweh. The Eternal One wants you to come to him today. The Bible says, he that cometh to me, I shall in no wise cast out. For Yahweh is going to judge those that were found not written, here it is, from the foundation of the world. And here is the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Ladies and gentlemen, could you truthfully find in the earth a city set or built or established upon seven hills? Does one come to mind? Is there a large Christian church that has a name of blasphemy? Is she noted as the whore that corrupted the earth? For it is stated in 17 Revelations, verse 1, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come up hither, I will show you the judgment of the great whore. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day when the judgment of the great whore, this apostate church that teaches for doctrine the commandments of paganism, Babylonian incorporated Christianity, and therefore we call it the bell box, and the mystery religion upon the earth in the form of Christianity, where they recommend to you Christ. The Bible said, many shall come in the last days saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The great whore has made the kings of the earth to commit fornication with the whore. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of the names of blasphemy. My. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold, precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, is there a church upon the earth today that is an abomination. Well, let us quickly come back to Revelations chapter 3, and let me read you verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the church of Satan. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the church of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. But do I, behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know and to cause them to know that I love you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, then there is a false, corrupt church of Satan upon the earth. You say, oh, that's the satanic church that calls on Satan. No, it's a church that calls on Christ. The Bible said, she will call me Christ and deceive many. But to him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. For he said, come out of her, out of the whorish Babylon church system, and I will receive you. I will write upon you after you come out my new name. There is a new name associated after you come out of Mystery Babylon that promotes Jesus Christ. Now, what was this great whore in the earth built upon seven hills with a system designed to go after the very soul of Jacob Israel and to deceive the very elect? At its head would set a body of men, wise men, but corrupt men, ordained, preordained, before the world begun, to bring in damnable heresy and to worship the creature more than the Creator, and turn the true God, the living God, the God of consuming fire, into nothing more than a mere image and a statue to worship with men's hands. Oh my. Chapter 2, Revelations, Confirmation, verse 9, I know your works, and I know your tribulation and your poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the church of Satan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a church of Satan upon the earth. And she has harlots. Well, let's go back to the book of Revelation 17. To see if that is true. Again, let me read. The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet color, precious stones, pearls, having a golden cup full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now, fornication means that she's spiritually mixing with anybody, creed, or dogma, or doctrine, so that she can gain converts to make her the universal church of the earth. My, but we are in dire straits in the last days. Perilous times has come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, proud, boasters, and blasphemers, and forbidding to marry. Therefore, turned this large conglomerate, the synagogue of Satan, into the largest homosexual gathering place upon the earth of perverted minds with the ability to draw those that would cater to such likes in the earth. Now remember what the Bible said, that these shall give up the natural use of a woman and shall pursue the man of the same sex. And in the case of these that are also addressed into the church, they shall give up the natural use of a man and shall themselves clean, pursue, or gyrate toward women of the same sex. And our churches are now being filled with authorized teachings of condoning homosexuality against the Word of God. For these that do such things, the Bible said, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Have you been washed? Have you been sanctified? as you sought forgiveness at the table of grace, where there is a redeeming power to set you free from these affections against nature. For as it is written in Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 1, let me read to you the very things that is going on today to display and highlight that there is a church in the earth called a whore that is guilty of such things. For the wrath of God, according to Romans 1:18, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of them who hold the truth in unrighteousness. This whore will change the truth. This whore, this harlot system, the whore and the harlots, meaning that there's more than one church. You have the universal church that would be labeled and described as the whore, full of the filthiness of her abominations, along with the harlots, them that broke from her and went out into the earth with a false name. Now, this name would seem right, but the Bible tells us that the stone, the name of the true God, would be rejected. Now, what name is there in Scripture, and what name was left out of Scripture? We'll get into that in the second half of the show tonight. You stay tuned. We've got a lot of good, valuable information for your correction and for your reproof, for your justification, and for your glorification, and for your joy. For they that love Yahweh's word, it produces joy, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how can you hear without the preacher? So the preacher must sell out to Yahweh, not the world. The preacher must stand for the truth of Yahweh, not the truth of the world. The preacher of Yahweh must love the truth above all things with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, not the tradition taught by man. The preacher of Yahweh must come out from among them and be a separate holy preacher, where he's not bought and paid for by the large body of the bodies that pay their preachers to minister and preach the quote-unquote the traditional line of the bell boxes. This preacher must be independent. This preacher must have the ability to know the scriptures from lid to lid. In the 66 books of 44 writers and 1,189 chapters, he must be qualified to search the scriptures. He must also study to show himself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. And he must love you, and he must be willing to suffer for the name of Yahweh. Matthew 10:22 says, "You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Now, what is his name? And what is his son's name, if you can tell? Proverbs 13:4. The Bible says that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Proverbs 18:10. Again, we need to come back to the true name, not something that is created as a hybrid, artificial name that we live by, but we're dead. Notice here, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Ladies and gentlemen, the preacher of Almighty Yahweh has no excuse. And if he fails to preach the whole gospel, as Paul has declared, if I fail to preach the whole gospel to the universal, woe is me. Again, the minister must not love filthy lucre. He must not have desires for the world. He must be able to avoid the things of the world and the pleasures of the world, just as Moses forsook the pleasures of Egypt, this man of God must be able to forsake the things that the world has to entice and offer in the constructed bailbox traditional system where they pay you handsomely, or you can go out into the quote-unquote mainstream denominational system and you can almost deceive the very elect. Now, I said almost. What is wrong with the world system today? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of the resurrected truth of the Word. Remember again, he said, come out of her, my people, out of the whore church that symbolizes a city set on seven hills, full of the abominations, and is slated for the wrath of the Almighty God in the day of vengeance. And ladies and gentlemen, I am prophesying tonight that that vengeance is coming up on the earth very swiftly as we see the earth right now in turmoil. This earth is in a shambles. We have polluted this earth from stem to stern with pesticides and chemicals and additives, and we've added, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack at the festival this week was on this very subject, that there was 150 pages of line upon line and name upon name of food additives that has now artificially been mixed with your food. It has been chemically treated and enhanced with enhancers, and it's been fed to a population of children that is now growing up effeminate, and they are beginning to gyrate towards same sex, as the earth is now being full and corrupted with the same problems of Sodom and Gomorrah. And remember, the Bible says that it was in the days of Noah. They were married and given in marriage back in those days, same-sex, race-mixing, cross-breeding, and you name it, and the game was on. And today the Bible is very explicit about telling you that the same things that happened then will happen now. And as it was in the days of Lot, that whole city was given over to a sodomy. Homosexuality, illegal sexual practices that is found on the name of God. By the name of God, we should separate ourselves from all of that and walk upright before God, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but were neither thankful, but became vain, and in their imaginations. Remember what is said in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, nothing shall be restrained from these evil ones. As they came down to mix their seed, the gods from heaven came, and they mated, beginning to mate with daughters, angelic host Elohim seed, mixing their seed with the seed of man, crossbreeding and producing hybrids. These were the evil ones, and they were not thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They had their heart seared with a hot iron. Truth could not penetrate any longer. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're given up to a reprobated mind, a lie is the natural instinct for a reprobated mind to grasp, because truth is out of the realm of reality to a perverted mind, because it seeks to justify, and it becomes very foolish in its application, and its heart is darkened. And the Bible said, in hell shall they gnaw their tongues with pain as they seek for the light that they never desired on the earth. They never prayed. They never fasted. They never seek the one that made Orion. and the seven sister stars of the Pleiades, that they became vain and were given up to worship the host of the heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that same host is coming back in the last days to take up residence upon the earth, and Satan and the fallen ones, the one-third that was cast to the earth through rebellion. These are the pause for station identification and a word from our sponsors. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more of the teaching of the divine name and the cause and the problems facing Jacob Israel today. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy, and I greet you warmly, and we are continuing in the Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 22. These that are in the church of the synagogue of Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much falsehood going on today under the guise of Christianity that most folks are developing apathy, and there is coming a backlash of people revolting and rebelling against the tradition of the quote-unquote mainline multicultural church system of the day. Why? Because people know that there is something wrong in the system. Now, the scripture says, come out of her, my people. The Bible said to study to show yourself approved, and the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right. And so then, those that profess themselves to be wise, they will and have become fools. They change the glory of God into the uncorruptible, into the image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now here it comes, listen to me, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Now, for this cause, and remember, as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, the same situation was prevailing, and in the last days, the same situation will be rampant. And we've got people running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. And for this cause, God will give these in the church of the great whore vile affections. He gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a large church upon the earth that promotes the gathering of unmarried women to congregate together behind the walls of the monasteries to conduct, if you will, gatherings and opportunities for this very very thing going on, and therefore God shall give them up to vile affections. As it is stated, is that the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, forbidding to marry. Here it is, and likewise also the men, believing the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men. Let me repeat this, men with men, unauthorized, unapproved by the Almighty God. Now, if you've done this, such were some of you, you can repent, you can turn around and you can change, because it is a lust of the spirit. There is a lustful spirit that will lead you into more lust, because the Bible says it will work in them that which is unseemly or against nature, for the women will be given up to vile affections, that they will burn in their lust one toward another, as they change their natural affection toward the opposite sex to the attraction of the same sex. And churches now are condoning it. Christian churches are allowing these marriages to be performed in their sanctuaries. Ladies and gentlemen, are we in the time that the Father said would come in the last days, when they would forbid to marry? That's talking about those to procreate. There is a decline of the races in the earth for those very reasons, that the Aryan white race particularly is in dire straits. Now down with a population of 6 to 8 billion people, down to less than 12% of the world's population. We are in a great gulf. We are between the rock and the hard place of genetics for these very things, and therefore they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. We have abortion clinics that are flourishing across the United States, sponsored and paid for by governmental systems that select and pay for and encourage young women who are pregnant, most of them out of wedlock, by the way, to abort their babies and to have their heads dashed with the forceps as they pull them from these wombs with such violent force as even to crush the skulls and kill the babies, and then sell these unborn fetuses to the pharmaceutical companies and the cosmetic companies and those who prefer to eat the fetuses of the unborn. My, how sick and how ungodly and how long will these sins of this earth be permitted to increase until God says, enough is enough, and he will shorten the days, and he shall return in the heavens, taking vengeance upon them that know not God and obey not his gospel. Come out of her, my people, and turn from your wicked ways, and hear from heaven, and I will heal your mind, your body, your conscience, and your soul. There is repentance, and there is time tonight for you to repent. But those that are being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, which is a form of race mixing, crossbreeding in blood, wickedness, covetousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Now we have 800 numbers when you correct your child, and the Bible says when you take the rod away from your child, that child will become spoiled. Now we can as much as lay one finger on without the threat of the DHS at the government's expense to come in and take your children away and put them away in foster homes and charge you with abuse. But in them, I grew up in a loving home. My father was a stern disciplinarian. And when I strayed from the old straight and narrow path, my father had the Texas tea ready for me, and it corrected my, it gave me a mental, physical, and a spiritual adjustment in the seat of my pants. And when you went to school, they didn't have to call the parents for permission to discipline the children. They had full authority by the parents and the teachers with respect, chasing the children there as with the parents at home. Matter of fact, when I got a whipping in school, I could think on getting one at home. So you get a double portion, praise Yahweh. But there are those who are haters of God, disobedient to parents. Did you know that those that are haters of the parents are the same system that will take away your children, that condones killing the baby in the womb and crushing its skull with a forceps as it pulls it from the womb with violent procedures, knowing that baby should show no life when it comes, but ladies and gentlemen, that life is in that little fetus, and the heart is beating away, and they forcibly take its life, and these are murderers, as it is said here, murder, full of envy, full of murder, and full of debate. The debate of abortion, right or wrong, has gone on. That's what it's talking about. The government system is allowing debate in this country of an unlawful act to kill our newborn or our unborn children. These will be given up to a reprobated mind because they will be without understanding. They will be covenant breakers without natural affection. They will be unmerciful, showing no mercy and getting paid for their sin. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They are given degrees. They are being given commending honorary status in our society. As the Bible says, the day will come that you will say, blessed is the womb that is barren and the pouch that never give suck. And here we are as a dying breed upon the planet with no alarm buttons going off in our minds, with no correctional name to come back to anchor our soul into the salvational vein of salvation come from heaven. And the Bible said, neither is our salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven among men given whereby that we can be saved. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a true saying that the day has come. We don't have to wait for the times of the days of Noah. They are here upon us. The dark clouds of the gathering storm is now gathering over the earth. Men are running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. Men are now at the point of being given up to reprobated minds to believe a lie and to be damned, who hold the truth in unrighteousness and get paid for it. They are supported by the government. They are supported by the monetary systems that encourage these very things to weaken and to destroy the very essence and the very heartbeat of Jacob Israel. And it ought not to be so. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God is to dwell in you? And be not ignorant, for God is not mockful. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not carried away with every wind and doctrine, and let yourself be among you that seemeth to be wise in this world. Let him become a fool that he may be wise. For God chose the wisdom of the world to be foolishness. And for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Also, that no man glory in men, for in all things we should glorify God. Remember, they refused to glorify God, and so therefore God gave them up to vile affections and turned them over to a reprobating mind to believe a lie and be damned. Here today, ladies and gentlemen, you must become a fool, an old-fashioned fool, for Christ's sake. Because, the Bible says, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even now, at this present hour, the Apostle Paul said, we thirst, and we both hunger. We're naked, we are buffeted. We have no certain dwelling place, and we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. And we have made as the filth of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, you shall be evil spoken of by so-called, and the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine. Know ye not that your unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it a true saying that God is not mocked? The seed that you're sowing into this life will be a reflection of where you will be judged in the next one. Make sure, the Bible said, that your sins find you out. And such were some of you. But now you are washed. Now you are sanctified. You mean the Bible will give you a washing after that you have been a fornicator? Yes. An idolater? Yes. A abuser with mankind? Yes. For thievery? Yes. For covetous, is there forgiveness? Yes. For drunkards? Yes. For revilers, for extortioners? Yes, there is a forgiveness now if you will come back and repent. For such were some of you, but now you are washed and sanctified. Oh, isn't it wonderful that the Bible teaches us to flee fornication? Listen to me, in the sixth chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, verse 18, as I close the message tonight, flee fornication. Fornication is race mixing or crossing blood. Fornicating, mixtures of blood. Kind after kind is permitted. Kind with another kind is disallowed. Fornication. For every man that commits a fornication sins against his own body. So then, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, there is things that you must do, and if you would like more information concerning what you must do to be saved, so if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live, I'll take your call on the telephone, area code 423-626-2172, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write the show, simply address your letters. If you'd like information, free and postpaid, I'll send you information concerning the ministry of the Shepherd's Call. Simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you would like the tapes of our messages, we have over 300 tapes to offer you on our tape list. And if you would like to message us on any subject, just simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, that's it, 37824. Or give me a call here live tonight at 423-626-2172. Now, I've enjoyed being with you tonight, and I hope that you understand that there's only one name given whereby that you can be saved. There is saving power for such were some of you. Ladies and gentlemen, His grace is sufficient. He will lead you into righteousness for His name's sake. And whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Truth that has been hidden from your view. I'm preaching to those who are disenchanted with the regular church billbox. Are you tired of tradition? Are you tired of excuses and covering up and ear-tickling messages where you fall asleep in the pews and you're bored out of your skull because there's no evidence of salvational truth to be coming your way where everything operates on a prearranged, a predetermined schedule, and that the preacher is afraid to preach the truth? The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you next Sunday night, and Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Easter Sunday. Praise God.